Yeah. I remember when I first met my angel. May 12th, 2006. I was like, damn. You know, if you ain't never met an angel before, you don't know how I felt. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm never full. I'm always hungry. But at this point in time, I was full. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need nothing else in life. It's like the sun had came out, the rain had dried up, for real. I remember feeling like this. Somebody call heaven, tell them that an angel escaped. And she sitting here looking me smack dab in the face. Wait, you say luck, but I say fate. Ever since I met her, my heart and soul resides in a great place. Possess a spirit that you can't take. I found love in the eyes as I handed over the first drink. The most perfect human being on earth. Thank God for this chance for her and me to work. Can't lie, I was shook, it was new to me at first. Realized she was gold and appreciated her worth. Listen, she made me happier than Thanksgiving. One of the main reasons I try not to underrate living. This ain't prison, but I recommend a life sentence. Cause I'm visualizing life different. A lot of y'all cats might get it. If not, let the hook explain why every single day feel like Christmas. Headlock. I swear it's going bam bam like it's from bedrock. My beautiful lamb chop. Loving her is something I can't stop. Obsessed with how she look at her fat pops. And did I mention her younger brother's my best friend? Her mother and grandmother is wonderful. Let's win, it's pamper time. We like Bonnie and Clyde amplified. She ain't gotta worry about nothing as long as I'm alive. Guaranteed. In her eyes, no other man can compare to me. Not even if she searched carefully, bear with me. Her face is like clean, fresh air to breathe. As the days pass, I cherish these. A presence I wouldn't dare to leave. I got an angel, hope that I'm around when she decides to spread her wings. The 12th of May, 2006, God sent me down a daughter, and all I can say is this.